the witch put her arms around her and rocked herself and the mermaid to sleep. Refreshed, the mermaid awoke.
Please, try not to expect anything from me. I promise not to expect anything from people. I only want to be with them and get to know them. Just to be around them. And if I'm lucky, he will hold me tightly once again. And if he does, I should like to stay by his side. But I must be able to stay with him. And that is why you must give me legs and everything a human needs.
Upon waking up, the witch realized that she had received a gift. This had been the first sleep in centuries, and seemed to have endowed her with a renewed ability to see herself differently. She found herself thinking aloud and laughed at herself.
Yes, I actually went on land years ago with my fish tail. I let myself get caught by the one I loved, and rather skillfully, so I thought. But then I found it unbearable, being constantly gaped at like some prize catch, instead of being loved. I could not bear it.
Thinking these thoughts, she inwardly distanced herself from the mermaid, who she surely would let go. Yes, but the old poison arose within her, in echoing waves of pain. The old desire to once again play with her own punishment. As a spider weaves its web in order to suck the life from its victim, she wanted to suck the innocence, the faith, the certainty of happiness from the mermaid. The witch wanted to somehow make the mermaid stumble at least once, almost in memoriam, to all those who had failed and hated themselves for it. At that very moment, the cave shook under the pressure of amassed water, and suddenly the dolphin was before the witch and said,
Dare to take the courage from her, to poison her joy, to fill her hope with doubt, and I will slay you here and now, even if it is true that you are my mother.
He had come threateningly near her. The mermaid tearfully threw herself between them.
Let her be. She is not truly evil. She has done nothing to me. She's only infinitely sad. I've seen all the varieties of fear and despair. Let her be. Believe me.
In all her many years of loneliness, the witch had never experienced anything of the kind. She had never even imagined the possibility. Someone had stood up for her. She felt once again connected to herself. Time, our gentle escort, has a good heart after all.
My son, you need not have fear of me. Nor do you need to feel ashamed of me. I have loved. And everything else has been forgiven. She handed him the knot of snakes. All my wisdom and all my silence I give to you. A tear of the mermaid's eye has fallen into my pot of tears, and that has opened my heart and the gates of forgiveness. As she spoke, light rose from the black depths of her eyes. The light glittered and sparkled ever nearer and stronger until the witch dissolved in it completely. Now, she was merely the reflecting surface in which the mermaid saw a young woman who she recognized to be herself. The mirror exuded light, swallowing every sense of fear and doubt. Soon, she would be holding the one she loved.
And so the dolphin carried his friend, now a young woman, on land. He felt not a trace of sadness or the pain of saying goodbye, for he understood, as the new ruler of the sea, that he would always be able to be with her in her dreams. After all, they were friends.
The mermaid found herself standing on her own legs. Next to her was a suitcase, somewhat in the form of her favorite seashell, containing everything a young woman might need. Love, in all its varieties, patience, and plenty of self-confidence. He was, of course, on the last ship. She felt paralyzed by the happiness of seeing him. She could not speak a word, nor could she take a single step towards him. He jumped on land and started to walk in her direction.
Suddenly he stopped right in front of her. "Is it you?" And she answered, "Yes."